The city of Seattle may take over the Pronto bike sharing program. Officials are trying to decide now whether the program is a good thing or a lemon. First, let's get this out of the way. The bikes have not been that popular.
I haven't used them.
And why not?
I don't know. I have my own bike, I guess.
I honestly am a little bit afraid of biking around the city, to be totally honest.
Those were college students Isaac Scott and Dahlia Sithew. Carolyn Derwater and Robert Gaynor have actually used the bike sharing service before, but the experience didn't exactly turn them into super fans.
It wasn't really a smooth ride, so maybe if they had like better bikes, people would be more willing to ride more.
I think they would be more useful if they expanded and there was one closer to where I live.
Everybody has a theory on why ridership has been so low. It could be our weather or our hills, or maybe we just don't have enough bike stations yet. But other cities have mounted successful bike programs despite these obstacles. We also have a stricter bike helmet law than most places. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien is among the city officials who will be deciding whether the city should purchase Pronto's assets from its nonprofit manager.
It's frustrating that we have a system that's just barely over a year old, and we're already being forced to ask this question of, do we save it or let it die? And so I have some questions about how we got here. Why? What happened in the last year and a half that went wildly wrong that we didn't know?
I put that question to Holly Hauser. She's the former chief executive of Puget Sound Bike Share. That's the nonprofit behind Pronto. She says Pronto was doing okay when the city announced its intention to buy Pronto's assets in May of 2015. At that point, she said Pronto started shutting down in preparation for the transition, which they thought was going to happen on September 1st. But
Things kept getting delayed.
Pronto had stopped selling station sponsorships in anticipation of the city taking over that role. Hauser says that left them unable to pay for all their operating costs. So it almost sounds like you're saying the city killed Pronto and now they're complaining that Pronto is dead.
Those are your words, not mine, but I'm not going to disagree with you.
To be fair to the city, Hauser says it was always going to be hard work making the system really sustainable. Pronto just thought the city would support them in the way that other cities have supported their bike sharing programs. The city council will begin discussion on Pronto's future Tuesday afternoon. In Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.